Hi, and welcome back to Bounce Forward with me, Tiff Hall. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which I'm recording this podcast, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. I pay my respects to elders, past and present. Today, we're talking everything about intermittent fasting. I have a fantastic question here from Jackie. Can you explain a bit more about intermittent fasting? What's the purpose and if, in your opinion, is it a good idea, even on a short-term basis, to give you a bit of a kickstart? Okay, so there is substantial research to support the therapeutic benefits of fasting. Some potential health benefits include improved cellular health, improved metabolic markers, and weight loss. So when I saw this question, I did a little bit of research, and the results were quite interesting. Studies show that intermittent fasting leads to weight loss in women, but doesn't lead to any more weight loss than a calorie deficit overall, per a 2022 study in Nature Reviews Endocrinology. However, the structure of intermittent fasting may make it easier for some to reduce caloric intake. So, I don't know about you, but I would rather eat a calorie deficit and have regular little meals than fast if the weight loss is the same. That's me. So intermittent fasting might boost fat burn too, although the same 2022 study states that more research needs to be done on this topic. When we eat, blood sugar, glucose, rises and insulin is released to take glucose to our cells for energy. Extra glucose is stored as fat. If you don't eat for 10 to 16 hours, your body will start to use its fat stores for energy, right? So that does make sense. A 2019 review in the New England Journal of Medicine found that in a fasted state, cellular repair occurs, which is linked to increased longevity, reduced risk of cancer, that's pretty cool, lower inflammation and improved metabolism. However, many of the studies were done on animals and more studies need to be done on women. So what is intermittent fasting? It's an eating pattern that involves alternating periods of fasting and eating, and unlike traditional diets that focus on what you eat, intermittent fasting focuses on when you eat. And there are several popular methods of intermittent fasting. There's a 16-8 method. So you can fast for 16 hours each day, restricting your daily eating window to 8 hours. Or there's a 5-2 diet. With this approach, you eat normally for 5 days of the week and restrict your calorie intake to around 500 to 600 calories on the remaining 2 days. These fasting days should not be consecutive though. Then you have alternate day fasting. As the name suggests, this method involves alternating between fasting days and non-fasting days. And then you have like an eat, stop, eat. This method involves fasting for 24 hours once or twice a week. So all in all, intermittent fasting has gained popularity for its potential health benefits. Yep, there are great studies out there and I agree. There can be weight loss benefits, reduced inflammation, all of that, which may include, you know, other things like cellular repair. However, it's important to note that individual results may vary and intermittent fasting may not be suitable for everyone, especially those with certain medical conditions or eating disorders. Pros of intermittent fasting, you've got your weight loss. Absolutely, it can be a tool for weight loss to reduce overall calories. You've got improved insulin sensitivity. Yes, it's really great. It helps regulate blood sugar levels and reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. There's convenience and simplicity. Yep, I'm fasting, I'm not eating, I'm not worrying about tracking food and what I'm meant to be eating and how much and weighing food and all of that. And then you've got the potential health benefits, which I've gone through, you know, promoting longevity, heart health, reduced inflammation. The cons: hunger, discomfort. During fasting periods, some people may experience irritability. And I get that. It's pretty hard to stick to. Then you've got potential nutrient deficiencies. If you're not carefully planned and you're fasting, it could lead to inadequate nutrient intake, particularly if you don't consume a balanced diet during the eating windows. It's unsuitable for certain people, definitely. Breastfeeding women, no. Pregnant women, no. Individuals with a history of eating disorders, no. And there's social challenges. It's really awkward when you go out and, you know, you're meeting a friend for lunch and you're like, well, I'm fasting. It really kills the vibe. So all in all, here's how I like to integrate intermittent fasting, maybe once a week occasionally. I don't mind cutting off my eating at, say, 8 p.m., and then having a late breakfast at 11 the next day. And that's easy for me, just a late brekkie. I think it can be beneficial for metabolism. I have found that myself in testing it on myself. But I do think psychologically, this is a hard one to maintain a healthy relationship with food. You don't want to fall into the starving, stuffing cycle, fasting so hard your hunger is out of control, and then you binge. I'm a big believer in meal prep, in regular meals, to keep your hunger under control. It's what works for you, but if studies have found that you lose no more weight fasting than in a calorie deficit eating regular meals, then I would choose the calorie deficit regular meals every day of the week. That's just me. Another point on this as well is about performance and training. If you're fasting, you may not have the energy and the fuel to get the most out of your training, which is going to get you the results. So you may be thinking, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm plateauing, I'm not getting any results in my fitness or my weight loss. And that may not be because of the food end of the scale, but because of the training and the training being affected because you're not eating enough fuel. So I'm a big believer of training fed, not fasted. Having a pre-workout snack like a banana with some honey on it, a pinch of salt, really good for your hydration, and going in there and giving it 100%, and then eating after my training something like an omelette with some potato in it or something really good muscle-building fuel, you know? So I'm all about looking at the training and working backwards from there, and that's all about eating regular meals and having a sustainable model. I don't think fasting is something that you can really stick to for a long period of time. Thanks so much for listening to Bounce Forward. I love having your company, so please DM me on Instagram at tiffhall_exo and let me know if you have any questions. Don't forget to rate and review me on your podcast app. Speak soon. Happy days.